8010. That's 732-899-8010. Or go to SchraderYachts.com. That's SchraderYachts.com. Oh, by the way, tell Ray you heard about him on Veterans Radio, and he will personally deliver your new boat from Schrader Yachts anywhere there's water. Schrader Yachts, ready to serve all of your boating needs.
This is where I'd settle down. I thought I'd die an old man back in my hometown. They gave me this plot of land, me some other men, for a job well done. There's a big white house, sits on a hill just up the road. The man inside, he cried the day they brought me home. They folded up a flag and told my mom and dad, we're proud of your son. And I'm proud to be on this peaceful piece of property. I'm on sacred ground and I'm in the best company. I'm thankful for those, thankful for the things I've done. I can rest in peace, I'm one of the chosen ones. I made it to Arlington. I remember Daddy.
That was Trace Adkins' song Arlington from his Greatest Hits CD, Greatest Hits 2. We'll play a little bit more of it. It's a, to me, it's a very moving song and a very meaningful song. And another person that it's meaningful to is Michael Patterson. Michael, welcome to Veterans Radio. Tell us who you are and what you do.
Well, good morning, Gary. Thanks for having me on this morning. And we hope that you guys are enjoying the Memorial Day weekend and hope that all of your listeners are celebrating Memorial Day as it should be, remembering those who've come before us and have served. But again, as you mentioned, my name is Michael Patterson. I'm the webmaster and originator of the Arlington National Cemetery website, which is my own personal website. It doesn't belong to the government or to the Army. I do it as a gift to America, if you will.
They have their own website, which is very, is it the identical name, only dot org? Or
yeah, yes, it
tell
is,
us
Gary.
What your website is before we get
ours is www.arlingtoncemetery.net and also arlingtoncemetery.com.
And they have arlingtoncemetery.org, is that
yes,
correct?
Yes, they do, Gary.
I've been to both of them, and I've and before we go any further, just to repeat for the Michigan Military Moms, that's www.michiganmilitarymoms.org. And you can try .com there also, see which one comes up. I think it's .org. And if you want to form a chapter in your own state, go to that website and contact them. Michael, you started off with a very small website, correct?
Well, I did, Gary. Back in 1996, we started off with a very humble, very small 10-page website.
And how large is it now?
It's now running about 35,000 pages.
I don't think I could go through it in my lifetime. I don't know how you found time to do it, but tell us, you got interested in it because your dad was in the military. You're now retired, so he was in World War II, Korea, and the start of Vietnam. Is that correct?
Yes, he was, and he retired in 1965. He was a lifetime military officer. And through that, I gained a lot of interest in military history and American history for sure. And, because of his affiliation with the military, we had been down in the D.C. area a number of times. And, of course, when you visit Washington, D.C., the metro area, Arlington National Cemetery is certainly a place that one needs to visit.
That's such a solemn spot. And every time I walk through there, it just hits me. I look at these tombstones and I think, the stories here, the stories that have never been told, it's sacred to me. How large is Arlington?
Arlington Cemetery right now is 660 acres. The good news is that there's been some additional property ceded to Arlington from adjoining military organizations, so we'll be adding about 80 acres to the cemetery, which will keep it alive certainly beyond, 2060 as an active cemetery.
And how many are buried there?
Well, right now there's pushing around 300,000.
How much more room will they have? How many more can it take?
Well, again, at the present burial rate, which is around between 27 and 30 a day, they'll be able to continue right up until 2060, it's estimated at this point.
Okay, so leave it up to the people to do the math. Now, who qualifies to be buried there?
Well, it's the criteria there has become very restricted following President Kennedy being buried there. Arlington became a very popular burial site, as you could imagine. So Congress passed some very severe restrictions following that time. Right now, anyone who dies on active duty, of course, is eligible. Retired military who are receiving retirement pay from the military are eligible, and certain other persons who receive certain military honors. Of course, Medal of Honor recipients, Silver Star recipients, and, of course, Purple Heart recipients are immediately eligible. But there are all sorts of other criteria. We do have that on the website. It goes on and on for several pages because there are some exceptions, of course.
So if somebody wants to know whether or not they or a loved one qualifies, they can go to your website.
Absolutely, they can.
Okay, terrific. What a service. How did Arlington get started and when?
Well, it was a very interesting story. It actually, Arlington, as you probably know, was in the family of Robert E. Lee, who became the Confederate general. But in 1862, after the Civil War had started, the United States Congress passed a tax act against the states that were in rebellion, the southern states. And if those taxes weren't paid, certain properties were seized, and one of those was the Arlington estate. And they filed suit against the Arlington estate in the amount of $92.07 in taxes plus penalties. And, of course, General Lee could not pass over the line to pay the taxes, so the United States government seized the property in 1862 for what they categorized as war, military, charitable, and educational purposes. And it didn't become a cemetery until 1864, when Brigadier General Montgomery Meigs, who was the Quartermaster General of the Union Army at that time, and who was a person who harbored a strong jealousy for Robert E. Lee for turning against the Union and joining the Confederacy, recommended to President Lincoln that they establish a cemetery on the grounds, principally to provide additional burial space, but secondarily to prevent General Lee or his family from ever living in the estate again. And actually, before the cemetery was actually established in June 1864, on May 13th, 1864, the first burial took place, who was a Private William Crispin from a Pennsylvania infantry regiment who had died in a Washington hospital.
That's amazing to me that you would know, or that history would know, the very first person to be buried at Arlington. I'd have never guessed we would know that. And were the Union soldiers buried close to the mansion, did I understand?
Yes, they were. They were buried in what was Mrs. Lee's Rose Garden, right near the mansion. And Meigs, General Meigs, who we mentioned before, actually personally supervised it because he wanted them buried so close to the mansion that it would never become a private home again.
True. Tell us the connection or the history of Mrs. Lee.
Well, Mrs. Lee actually owned the property. It wasn't actually General Lee's property. Her father, George Washington Park Custis, was the adopted son of George Washington, which many people don't know. When he died, the property went to Mrs. Lee, and she and raised her family there for many, many years while her husband was in the United States Army serving out west. He came back to the property at some point in time after George Washington Park Custis died, And he's actually buried with his wife on the property. So they were actually the first burials, although they were civilians. They were buried on the estate well before it was a cemetery. And
Now, the mansion is still there.
Yes, it is. It's called Arlington House, or it's sometimes called the Custis Lee Mansion.
And what do you see when you're standing there, and what is the house used for now?
It's used now as it's now called the Robert E. Lee National Memorial, and it's been restored to the way it looked in the 1860s. It has much of the original furniture in it, and it's a very beautiful home.
And when you stand on the porch, you look out over.
Well, immediately, if you look out, you can look down, and right down the hill from that is the John F. Kennedy burial site, the Robert F. Kennedy burial site, and right in the front yard is where General Phil Sheridan from the Civil War is buried.
And then you look out and you see the graves, and then in the distance you see the Potomac. And
you see the Potomac, and you can see Washington, D.C. off in the distance.
And off to the right would be the Pentagon.
Yes, absolutely, and you can see the U.S. Capitol, you can see the Washington Monument. It's just an absolutely beautiful sight.
It's stunning. I've been there, and I've wandered around. When you wander around, you see a lot of monuments. You see a lot of plaques of dedication. Can you tell us about that, and tell us who qualifies to be able to put a plaque there?
Well, many, many very groups, military groups principally, obviously, of course, have applied to Arlington and over the years to have plaques placed in memory of their groups. There are very groups such as the Navy Seabees, of course, have a monument right outside the gates of Arlington on Memorial Drive.
And one that I'm near and dear to my heart.
I knew it would be. Large. That's why I wanted to mention that, Gary, because I know that that's very close to you. But again, there are literally hundreds, if I wouldn't say thousands, but there are many hundred memorials that have been placed by various military and veterans groups throughout the cemetery. And they're anything from trees with plaques below them to very large memorials. There's going back into the late 1890s, early 1900s, there's the Spanish-American War Memorial. There's the Rough Riders Memorial. And then, of course, the largest one in the cemetery is the USS Maine Memorial, which was established, you know, from the USS Maine being sunk in Havana Harbor, which started the Spanish-American War. And in the early 1900s, the mast of the USS Maine was brought to Arlington and placed above the graves of many of the sailors that were lost above on the USS Maine.
Do I remember hearing something about the remains of people being in that mast, or is it another monument that I'm thinking
of? No, you're absolutely correct. Over the years, Manuel Cusan, who was the president of the Philippines during World War II, was in exile in Washington and died in Washington. And his body was kept in the base of the USS Maine until the war was over, and eventually his body was returned to the Philippines. Another interesting thing is Ignace Jan Paderewski, the president of Poland, at the beginning of World War II, died in the United States in 1941, and he laid in state in the base of the USS Maine until the administration of the first President Bush, when his body was finally returned to Poland once Poland was declared free again.
That was something that caught me by surprise, is that there are different people from different nationalities. The person that you mentioned, that is not the same person that there's a statue in Detroit. I think the person in Detroit was a Revolutionary War general. Is that correct?
Yes, but he was not in Arlington.
Okay.
But, you know, once you've mentioned it, there are just numbers of foreign persons who are buried in Arlington. It sometimes surprises a lot of folks. The most recent one, of course, was an Iraqi Air Force captain who was killed on a mission with several American military people. And their remains could not be individually identified because they were killed in a plane crash. And he is buried in Section 60, where most of the casualties from Iraq are buried. And his name is Ali Hassam Abbas Arubai, and he was, again, an Iraqi Air Force captain.
In fact, there's a number of graves, are there not, where there are more than one person because of the way the casualty took place? There was no separating them? Is that correct?
Absolutely. There are very many group, what they call group burials at Arlington. And again, most of them, or a lot of them, result from World War II. And they're still finding, you know, remains of World War II casualties, mostly from aircraft accidents and shootdowns, a lot of them from New Guinea, you know, as late as just this year, where they're finding aircrew remains, and they're burying them as a group burial in Arlington.
Who's getting buried the most right now? Is it veterans or is it active duty?
Well, right now it's veterans for sure, because we're losing so many of our World War II veterans, and they certainly were, as Tom Brokaw wrote in his book, The Greatest Generation, and we're losing them at an alarming rate. That will, I think, continue to be the case because of the way we're losing them, and they're aging out on us, and we're losing so many of them that if you look at the roster of the funerals taking place every day, that's we're losing the veterans.
And as a matter of fact, it surprises many people to know that per capita, Vietnam vets are dying at just about the double the rate per capita as World War II vets.
Yes, they are, and obviously at a much younger age.
Right. I keep looking at the clock, the calendar every day and checking my time.
Don't do that, Gary. We need you to continue on with this fine program.
This program keeps me going, believe it or not. Any rate, you get a lot of visitors. How many visitors a year do you get at Arlington?
About 4 million people a year visit through there, and it's one of it's the most visited cemetery in America, probably in the world. And you know, when you've been down there a number of times, right. And I'm there quite frequently, and it varies from school groups to veterans groups to. I was just down there 2 weeks ago, and they had police officers from all over the country that were in for the Police Officers Memorial, which is held in Washington, D.C. annually. And they were just thousands of police officers in the district. And most of those groups came to Arlington, and they were all in their uniforms, and they had all come to the Tomb of the Unknowns to witness the changing of the guard by the 3rd Infantry Division, which is the old guard.
And when we come back, we're going to be, in the third segment, we're going to be talking about the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier. And in the next segment, I want you to take us through a funeral and how it takes place there at Arlington Cemetery. We're talking to Michael Patterson on Veterans Radio. Michael Patterson maintains his own private website on Arlington National Cemetery, and it's arlingtoncemetery.net and arlingtoncemetery.com. The time is roaring past. We're going into our first break. We'll be right back on Veterans Radio.
The Medal of Honor is the highest award for valor in combat given a member of the Armed Forces of the United States. There have been over 3,400 recipients of the nation's highest award. This is one of them. Marine Sergeant Louis Kukula received not one, but two Medal of Honors during World War I. Details after this.